Good afternoon and welcome to a special two-hour program here on KCCU in celebration of the upcoming season of the Wichita Falls Symphony Orchestra. My name's Todd Giles, and I'm delighted to be here with you today on KCCU. It's an exciting season this go-around, evenings dedicated to opera and film scores. They've got three world premieres coming up this season. Of course, their annual holiday spectacular, as well as music by Ravel, Dvorak, and Camille Saint-Saëns. I do hope you'll stick around. A little music there from Beauty and the Beast by Alan Menken. As with last year, the WFSO's 2025-2026 season finds them performing at a couple of alternative venues, while the historic downtown Wichita Falls Memorial Auditorium continues to be under renovation. Concerts will be held again this season at First Baptist Church and at First United Methodist Church, both in Wichita Falls. The season kicks off on October 18th at 7:30 p.m. at First Baptist with a special program dedicated to Hollywood hits, including themes from Harry Potter, Beauty and the Beast, The Simpsons, Mission Impossible 3, and much, much more. Let's begin our season preview with music of one of America's most influential film composers, Bernard Herrmann, whose movie composing career started with Citizen Kane back in 1941. And ended in 1976 with Taxi Driver. Coming up on the October 18th concert, you can hear 1960s A Short Suite for String Orchestra from Psycho. Here, though, let's listen to Herrmann's overture from North by Northwest, which he composed for Hitchcock the previous year. Esa-Pekka Salonen leads the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra on KCCU.
Thank you.
The overture from North by Northwest from a Sony compact disc featuring the film scores of Bernard Herrmann, including the music mentioned earlier from Hitchcock's Psycho. Sticking with the Hitchcock theme for a moment, we turn now to another brief work by a composer you can also hear perform live on the October 18th concert, music by Danny Elfman, who, at least for my generation, is best known for his theme to The Simpsons. Until the October concerts, let's whet our Elfman appetites with his music for another TV show, the 1980s reboot of Alfred Hitchcock Presents. Here's Danny Elfman on KCCU with The Jar Suite. From a CD titled Danny Elfman Music for a Darkened Theater. That was his addition to the revived 1980s Alfred Hitchcock Presents series, produced by Tim Burton. We'll continue with a few more brief cinematic themes as we kick off this hour of programming, highlighting the WFSO's concert season. Let's hop across the pond with English composer John Barry, who will forever be remembered for his relationship with the James Bond series that span the years 1963 to 1987. Here are two short back-to-back pieces, the James Bond theme and the theme from You Only Live Twice. two James Bond themes by John Barry. While we've got the Barry CD in hand, let's take a quick listen to his Academy Award-winning theme from 1985's classic Meryl Streep, Robert Redford love story, Out of Africa. The main title, I Had a Farm in Africa, from the movie Out of Africa. Music composed by John Barry, whose James Bond suite you can hear at the opening concert by the Wichita Falls Symphony Orchestra. Also on the October 18th program is music by American composer John Williams, including a few themes from the Star Wars series. Until The Force Awakens on the 18th, here are three short themes from Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, the prologue, Harry's Wondrous World, and Leaving Hogwarts, music composed and conducted by John Williams.
Thank you.
three short themes from Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone here on KCCU. You can hear more from Williams as well as film music by Ennio Morricone, Alan Menken, John Ottman, and many more during the upcoming WFSO season opener on October the 18th. I'd also like to invite you to join me here on KCCU throughout the concert season on Mondays, preceding each concert from 1 to 3 p.m., where we'll dive a little deeper into the background of the composers and their music. You can join me next year on KCCU on October 13th. The second concert of the WFSO season is their annual Holiday Pops concert titled Sounds of the Season. It's going to be on December the 13th. This year, it'll be held at First United Methodist Church. We can look forward to Christmas classics by Anderson, Pierpont, Tchaikovsky, and many, many more. Their Holiday Pops concert is always a big draw with families and is one of their most popular shows each year. You know, I just absolutely love everything that both the Wichita Falls Symphony Orchestra and our local public radio station, KCCU, bring into our lives here in Texoma. As well, of course, as the other fine arts organizations here in Lawton, Wichita Falls, and the surrounding area. It's a real privilege to be able to volunteer some time and share this great music with you. Concert number 3, titled Woven in Song, will be held on January 31st at First Baptist and promises to be a unique experience for WFSO concert goers as it features two winners from last year's William Kamen Henry Concerto competition, which is held annually in Denton for students in the College of Music at UNT. Competition winners joining the WFSO this coming January include soprano Xinjiang Lua and tenor Cecil Garrison for a night of opera highlights, including music by Puccini, Wagner, Bizet, and Rossini. Here's one of the orchestral works on the program, the Thieving Magpie Overture by Gioacchino Rossini, performed by the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, Yoel Levy conducting. Thank you. Yoel Levy and the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra with Rossini's Overture to the Thieving Magpie. That comes to us from a 1994 Telarc CD. Also on the WFSO's upcoming January 31st concert is music by Georges Bizet, whose friend Ernst Guiraud compiled two suites for orchestral music from Carmen in 1875. Here's the Slovak Philharmonic Orchestra with Bizet's Carmen Suite No. 1. Bizet's Carmen Suite No. 1, performed there by the Slovak Philharmonic Orchestra, Anthony Bramall at the podium.
Thank you.
Well, that just about wraps up our first hour of music highlighting the upcoming season of the Wichita Falls Symphony Orchestra. My name's Todd Giles, and I'm delighted to be able to spend a few hours with you here this afternoon on KCCU. I do hope you'll stick around for hour two, where we'll hear music by Wagner, Saint-Saëns, Dvorak, and more.